The Egyptian Muhammad Rifa al-Tattawi was one of the Muslim representatives who addressed the meeting. The former spokesman of the prestigious Al-Azhar University in Cairo, he resigned from his position not long after the popular demonstrations in Tahrir Square began. The protesters, demanding freedom and democracy, succeeded largely peacefully in overthrowing the regime of President Hosni Mubarak. Tattawi spoke to us about the uprising in his country.
This was a surprise. Nobody expected. But this proved that the Egyptian people did not lose its spirit. It's a re-emergence of the Egyptian spirit. I have noticed a resolve and determination, unbelievable resolve and determination for democracy, to seek democracy. We managed to topple or to remove the head of the regime, but we didn't manage yet to establish a democracy. And I think there will be a long struggle for democracy by peaceful means.
What will be the role, then, of Egypt's Islamic scholars in the political transition in the country?
They are part of the political forces. They contribute as anybody else. I'm saying that they, because now there is a common agreement, a consensus. Now it is not a battle for ideologies. It's a battle for democracy. Let us join forces to establish a democracy. Then, when we establish democracy, you will vote for a communist, for Islamist, for liberals, for monarchist. This. So now it is not a question of ideological division. It's a question of uniting the people for the quest of democracy. And democracy is not an invention. Everybody knows what is democracy.
So, what to say then of fears that fundamentalists will take the lead in the political revolution?
I don't believe so for two reasons. First, during this revolution, I discovered that the Islamists in general are a small minority. And whenever somebody tried to raise a slogan which is religious, people did not respond. We were concentrating, we want our dignity and our freedom. This is number one. Number two, under an authoritarian regime, a repressive regime, you will have two colors, two strong colors. The state, the security on one side, and the people who have strong ideology on the other side, and nothing in between. But in a democracy, in a liberal democracy, you will have all the colors of the rainbow. And then the extremist, in general, the extremist will not be a majority. Also, you cannot have democracy and control the outcome of democracy. Because this is a contradiction. If the people want communism, let them have communism. Islamists, let them have Islamists. But I told you, in a democratic society, the social forces will always be balanced. I remind you of Italy a few years ago. You had always a communist party of 20%, more or less.
Even more?
More. And many municipalities and mayors who are communists. But the society, in a democratic process, balanced itself.
Tattawi says he believes the remedy for extremism is democracy. If the democratic process fails, he says, it plays right into the hands of the extremists who stand to gain. In a sign that the country is moving towards democracy in some form or another, this week Egypt's military rulers announced parliamentary elections will be held in September. It is an early date that analysts say will give the advantage to well-organized Islamists like the Muslim Brotherhood and members of former leader Hosni Mubarak's own party. The Brotherhood advocates the installment of an Islamic government in Egypt. Christians, some 9 million people there, and many women are concerned about what that would mean for their rights under such a state. In the early days of the popular uprising, Christians and Muslims joined the demonstrations in Egypt side by side, united in their demands for freedom and democracy.
But what happened that people joined in the quest of freedom? You could not say who is Muslim, who is Christian, who is... People were It's one people having the same problems, and they decide that our problem is not a problem of being a Muslim or Christian. So our problem is a lack of freedom, lack of our rights to express ourselves, lack of our right to aspire to a future. And people were together for this. And there is, as I said, maybe you have heard, this is a startling example. A boy, a young boy, Christian, protecting one of the so-called, you would call him a fundamentalist, and protecting him against a bullet by a sniper, taking a bullet instead of him. Yani, what do you want more?
But in the month of March, Christian-Muslim clashes left at least 13 killed and more than 100 wounded in the worst sectarian clashes in years. Christians across the region have expressed fear for what they see as an uncertain future. Does Tatawi think the region is dangerous for Christians now?
I don't think this is a dangerous situation. I don't believe so. Because
In Iraq or in
Iraq,
Egypt?
In Iraq, it is dangerous for everybody. No, in Iraq, I don't know how many people were killed in this church. But don't forget that mosques, Shias and Muslims and Sunnis are killed by the hundreds per day during Saddam, who's a dictator. The Christian minority was in a very privileged position. I remind you, Tariq Aziz, the long-time foreign minister and one of the pillars of the system, is a Christian. And even I have seen it myself, that Iraq, a predominantly Muslim country, is represented in Islamic conferences, by Tariq Aziz. So the lack of a national project, of a national aim, and this, and then coupled with foreign intervention led to what is happening in Iraq.
On January 1st, a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a Coptic church in Egypt's port city of Alexandria, killing at least 22 worshippers and wounding scores. Tatawi says evidence has arisen implicating Mubarak's own regime in the attack.
The killings in Egypt, I believe, this was instigated by elements of the old regime. He tried to convince the Christians, you know, I am protecting you. And then highlights the fears of Muslims. You know, Christians want to turn Egypt into a Christian country and expel you from Egypt, like what happened in Spain. These were said. So both sides were apprehensive.
Mohammed Rifa Al-Tatawi is the former spokesman for Egypt's Al-Azhar University.